Could you please explain why it seems when some people ask for the Holy Spirit, there's more of a manifestation being slain in the spirit or tongues, and with others there isn't?
I have no idea. Don't let it bother you and don't let it change a thing. If you start living for feelings, you're going to get yourself really messed up, and you're making yourself a real sitting duck living by feelings, because that's what you did your whole life apart from Christ. Living by the flesh is living by feelings. If you live by sensuality, you're in trouble. Look, you don't have to feel God. You believe God. And if you feel God in the process of believing God, praise God. Feelings are good and fun when they're in the Lord. But if they become a must and you start feeling slighted, and why are they shaking? Why don't I ever shake? You might even get weird. Like, I've seen some folks fall into weird where they just shake to fit in. And then you get in a position like me where you're pastor and you actually have to address it. And it doesn't feel fun. Because you feel like you could judge somebody's heart or something. But then yet you know and have discernment and you know what God's showing you. And then when they're humbled and you're beside them and you're alone and you're not doing it in front of anybody and they start to cry, then you can work on identity and why they feel the need to do that and fit in. Come on, what a selling cheap. So I got to shake to fit in with the crowd? No, you got to believe Him. Believe Him. Man, if you don't ever... Look, I used to feel God when I prayed for the sick. I used to feel God. It was so ridiculous when I got saved how I felt God when I prayed for the sick. I would get numb down my whole one side. And then I would vibrate and tingle to my fingertips, from my elbows to my fingertips. It felt like my hands were in a paint shaker, like zzz, 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 but they wouldn't move. You couldn't see them shaking, but they felt like they were. My ribs would go numb and my whole body would tingle. And that would rev me up. I'd be like, you know, you're ready to pray for the sick. And all of a sudden, out of the blue, who you are? Serious? Or you get near somebody and you think, whoa. It's just funny what it does. Feelings. Feelings. It's like, because we've lived by them our whole lives. And one time I was coming home from a service and I didn't feel anything, but people got touched and I saw some awesome healings and stuff. And I said, Lord, I'm not feeling you when I pray for the sick. I've noticed I don't get the tingling. He said, Dan, I've talked to you about this before. You've been caught living by the feelings. He said, I've taken them from you, watch, so that you minister unlimited. He said, all the feelings were a grace in your life to get you to step into what you've never done. Oh, wow. He said, it's like a pat on a child's little bottom when they're learning to walk, telling them, yeah, it's okay, you can do it. Oh. He said, that's all the feeling was, Dan. And yet preacher after preacher says, wait on the anointing. When aren't you anointed? When doesn't faith empower you to pray for the sick? Always. So we're not waiting for a feeling, or we've waited too long. Is there times I feel Him? Is there times He feels to get greater in the room? Is there times some atmospheres seem different? Yeah, for whatever reason. When we go trying to explain that, we're going to stop the power of faith in God and faith through God. You follow me? If you need to feel God's love before you believe God's love, I would hope He never allows that. Because then you'll have to live from experience to experience. And the moment you don't feel His love, you'll think something changed inadvertently. I had a lady come to me and say, I've been prayed for by the best ministers around, the most anointed men of God that's come through this town. Because I was in a city where a lot of folks was preaching. And she said, I see the love of God in you. I can tell you have His love and know His love. She said, I need you to lay hands on me so I can feel His love. I have never felt God's love. So lay your hands on me. And I said, honey, I will not do you that injustice. You say, what? You should have laid hands on her and let God slay her in the sea. She's chasing a feeling. The greatest thing she could do is just believe He loves her through the cross. Jesus loves me, this I know, 'cause I felt it while I was laying in my bed. That's not how the song goes. Jesus loves me, this I know. Why? 'Cause this book told me. And if I can just believe that and start there and believe, I'm going to run well. And all of a sudden, through believing, He'll entrust you with a stewardship and a manifestation of a knowing. Whether it's a goosebump, a fiery flame, or just a knowing, It's a gift and it's good. I feel God when I worship. I feel God when I just drive in and I just say, Lord Jesus. He just touches me in a special way. It's not safe to always tell that and talk that because then people want to feel that same thing. No, the greatest thing you can do is believe he's Lord and the rest will take its course. And God will make it known through your life that you believe he's Lord, whether you feel him or not. My buddy Todd, most of you know Todd, and he just stands out, you know. And he stands out without trying. He just does. God's just messed that boy up in a good way. He's not in the room long without somebody knowing Jesus. It's fun. But he doesn't feel it. He felt a lot when he was a drug addict. It's probably okay if he doesn't feel anything. It's probably okay if he just believes. These signs follow those that are tearing it up in manifestations. These signs follow those that believe. Your greatest strength is believing his love and believing the gospel and believing heaven's with you and believing that when you lay your hands on the sick, his hand is coming right through yours. It'd be good to believe that. I was in a service once and a four-year-old walked up and said, this is for you, Pastor Dan. This is what I saw. I said, this is what you saw. When four-year-olds talk like that, you listen. Sometimes when the 40-year-olds talk like that, I don't always listen. Forgive me, I'm just being real. When the 4-year-olds say it, you better listen. And I had been praying for some sick folks. And I took the paper and I looked at it, and it was this big hand, and inside was a littler hand. And I said, what is this? And she said, that's what I saw. She said, that's your hand, and this big hand is God's hand. And when you were touching the sick, his big hand was gone. I said, you saw that? She said, when you would lay your hands on him, and I drew it. 4 years old. You think I need to feel goosebumps? Not today, friend. Holy Spirit is not a goosebump. And he's not a manifestation. He's a person. God the Holy Spirit, who's amazing and mighty. He's afraid of nothing. And nothing has a chance with him if it ain't of God. So it'd be good to just trust the Holy Ghost and believe him and not have to feel him. Yeah, but I want the fire, brother. So stay fired up. Come on. Come on. A lot of people want a different answer. They just want to go home and God just... Come on, if God does that, great, and let it hit the mark and change the world. But if you're just doing that for confirmation, affirmation, it's probably why it hasn't come, because you're called to believe. And if you need a manifestation to believe, then that's a weakness in your life, and Satan will play you like a fiddle your whole life. You guys with me? Okay. You clear with that? Okay. Now, you didn't hear that I'm against manifestations, right? I'm for faith.